One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is Wrestling Death and is scheduled for 1 hour. Maybe more. It has no real time limits making their way into your ears. First, from a place called Garniston, he is the Pyramid.
It's going to be the funniest show ever because I'm all about the comedy and the money.
How much you gonna pay?
And his partner, Fela Tappender Stevenson.
From Echo City to Beef Community Centre, I've got stories that are going to blow your mind.
Hello and welcome to Wrestling Daft. My name is Rob Florence, and I'm joined as ever by the one and only Garrido. How you doing, my man? It's yourself.
Oh, sorry. Fucking choking on a
whistle. There he is. And Producer John is here. Producer John's looking very dapper. He's got a wee shirt on and all that. A wee shirt on. Hello. Why are you wearing a shirt tonight, mate?
Because I'm a heel tonight. I'm doing that thing where I'm just getting wearing the shirt, and like, because that's what heels do, aren't they? They wear a shirt. Apart from Cody Rhodes.
Cody? Aye.
Faces should be wearing suits, should they? That's a heel move.
Don't you be telling Cody what to do, because Cody's been nailing it. He's been doing it all right, so don't you fucking worry. Don't you be giving him any advice. Now, this is a very special show. This is the go-home show before Grado's wedding, because obviously we'll not be doing a podcast next week, because we'll be getting ready for the nuptials on the big day.
Sorry, I didn't even think of that.
I know, don't worry about it. We've been thinking about it. And obviously, you know, we've all got a big day. We've got to get prepped for it. I've got to go out and I've got to get a suit and all that. And no sure. I think I might be the best man. I'm not sure Grado has asked who the best man is yet. But who is the best man anyway, Grado?
You're a page boy.
Is that the flower girl? Is your brother the best man?
My brother joke. He's my best man, so that is in, God, I'm shite myself, man, I can fucking,
Do you think it'll be like a traditional wrestling wedding, Grado? Do you think there'll be some shenanigans going on?
What wrestlers are going to be there, Grado? Obviously Abyss.
Abyss.
Oh, who's going to be there?
Shamar, Adam Shame. At night, there'll be a couple of old wrestlers and off back in the day, kicking about, so not that many wrestlers, but I got a good ones.
Is Noam coming?
No, because he stays in Orlando, Florida.
Of course
Shah says he's coming, but I've got a feeling he's going to pull out. The problem with Shah is he might have a bit of an issue, because the day that I proposed to Stephanie, I get mad with and ask him to be my best man.
Oh, I remember this.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Uh-huh. I do.
Which he probably would have been at the time, but then I hardly ever see him and all that. And then just, how weird. Noam Dahl's just texts me saying, happy birthday. Bro, miss you. It's not even my birthday, but that's funny.
Why would he say happy birthday?
It'll be your birthday because it'll come out of Facebook notifications and he'll be ahead of you, won't he? He's 5 hours ahead.
No, they're behind me.
Oh, are they behind? Oh, right, shit.
Is it your birthday tomorrow?
Aye.
Happy birthday then, Grado, as well. I mean, when this episode goes out, it's going to be Grado's birthday. So let's just make this a Grado-themed episode. How do you feel about this? I feel like we should be paying tribute to the guy.
Every episode's a Grado-themed
episode. Exactly, man. That's
it's a Grado special. I would like to hear, just for old time's sake, a wee TNA story later, Grado, if that's all right. That would be good.
The new?
Right now. Listen, no, not the new. Later when I'm off.
When you need to go and play fives.
Right, listen, let me tell you something. The first thing you need to do is remember to check out our new podcast on the Wrestling Daft channel, The Daft Sheets, right? Our man Chris Jack's on there, he's playing the editor. His two members of the extended Wrestling Daft audience compete to get their picks of this week's wrestling into a fictional dirt sheet called The Daft Sheet. And this week, it's Stephen Roach and Billy Strachan of the Scottish Wrestling Network that are on it, filling up the front page The back page, the page three in the TV guide with their picks and playing Agony Ant in the Dear Dafty section. And as a centre spread interview, by the way, with former NXT UK star Myla Grace as well. She's navigating life after WWE. I mean, that sounds like a better show than this show.
Aye, they're putting in some work, like.
How come that's a better show than this? They've got interviews and everything. Come back, listen, they can come back to us when they've got an interview with Chris Jericho, when they've got an interview with The Genius, when they've got an interview. Let's try and get Barrymore for an interview.
I think, by the way, I think we should get Holmes in. I think, you know, all thanks to everyone who sent us in the picture of Eamon Holmes as if he was doing an IF shoot interview.
Oh my God.
Because everyone sent us on that picture. But he's been shooting this week, hasn't he? Fucking hell.
He's Eamon Holmes is a baddie, man. I feel like he's a baddie.
Do you know what? I knew you were going to say that. You are just such a vegan.
What are you talking about? Do you think he's a baddie? Do you think he's a baddie? Somebody coming out when something like that is going on and coming out and getting the fucking boot in and all that. I don't know.
I knew you'd. I bet you like dark chocolate and all that, no?
I like hot chocolate. I need bonus. See, I need to be honest, by the way. See, as the older I get, I think actually I need to come to terms with the fact my favourite chocolate is maybe white chocolate.
I love white chocolate, mate. I love it. I had a Milky Bar cone yesterday.
What about these Grado? Have you had any of these? They've started doing like the caramel buttons, like the Caramac buttons, the fucking the munchies made with Caramac and all that now.
Munchies made with Caramac. Aye, saw that.
It basically tastes like gold bars. You know what I mean? Like gold bars munchies.
Well, I've had the Dairy Milk buttons with the mint and the orange. I love that. I like to take a wee notion for a button. I like buttons or something better, but chocolate on a button as well.
You like a caramel nibble?
Love a wee caramel nibble, mate. And I actually quite like I'm not one of these dudes that keep their chocolate in the fridge, because I kind of thought, you know what, it actually takes the taste away, but the caramel nibbles in the fridge are shit hot.
You think it does take the taste away putting chocolate in the fridge? I don't do it either.
Try
it. Like snap, very much.
Aye. Try your chocolate at room temperature, medium rare, and you can just feel it melting. It just feels better.
Aye, I think so as well. I would keep my chocolate always in the cupboard. I had this weird thing where I put all my chocolate up a high shelf, as if it's making it a wee bit more difficult for me to fucking get it. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I was going to say, I mean, the reason why I don't eat a lot of chocolate in the fridge and having it cold is because it never fucking lasts to get cold enough anyway.
Aye. No, I know what you're saying. I just love chocolate, man. I could eat.
So, mate, do you really love chocolate?
Oh, I really love chocolate. It's my weakness. Chocolate and sweeties, isn't it? You know what I mean? Haribos.
I've been doing well with my diet. Yesterday morning, before the radio, I got a double boost. And this morning, I had a Kit Kat Chunky. And just dip it into my latte, man. I love it, just sucking it and all that.
Beautiful. What have you eaten? What's a good day on your diet? What do you eat? Tell me your breakfast, lunch, and your dinner.
Last night, I had, thanks to Callum Montgomery, who's for Sky. He was on MasterChef. He's a very spectacular chef. He was at WrestleMania. I don't know if we've ever spoke to him in Wrestling Daft before, but he was doing it at the Ideal Home Show, and he donated to me kindly as a gift. Guess what he gave me? Japanese Wagyu beef.
Oh, my God, really?
What do you mean he donated it to you as a gift? Like,
he just gave me it. He just says, mate, by the way, I've left you a bit of Japanese Wagyu beef at the Ideal Home Show for you. Come and get it. And I go,
that's like 60 quid a pound or something like that.
I know, mate. So thanks very much to Cal Montgomery. What an absolute hero. So I was humming and hawing while I do it. Tuesday night, I go to it, and Stephanie, I thought, she doesn't deserve it. Then Wednesday...
You think she'll not appreciate it? You think
she'll not appreciate it and all that. She's on that, and I was on the fat calf, and what's that, and don't be making it pink and all that.
It's very fatty, isn't it, Wagyu?
This is the woman he's marrying next week, by the way, he's doing this voice.
And then his auntie... His auntie, then her auntie came the next day and she was kicking about honing at banana bread and all this. And I was like, I want to put a steak on, but I can't get, I'm not putting it on while she's here because the auntie wants a bit. So then that led us to yesterday, and I made a Big Mac out in the barbecue. So I took like the fake away, you know, the cheat recipe, the cheat code for a Big Mac, and done that out the back door. And I went, bastard, auntie, finish that Wagyu beef. So, cooked the Wagyu beef on the barbecue. My niece ended up turning up. My father ended up turning up, and I thought, fuck it, old Flo and Fletch. I says to Fletch, have I tried Wagyu? And he went, no. I went, get your body around here and try it, son.
And how was it? Was it good?
Tremendous. It was. I'm no joking. Like, you know how, like, I put it in my mouth and I went, wow, I don't think I'll ever taste another bit of beef the same way as what I have just now. It was just, the only way I can describe it was just never ending juiciness in your gub. Just juiciness, just completely juicy and full of flavour.
See, when the farmers in Japan, right, are fucking...
Jake, it's funny that you think, I can't imagine a cow in Japan.
I know what you mean. I can't imagine a cow that doesn't speak English. It feels weird to me.
Even the farmers,
right, were feeding up their cows, right? And they were giving them all that beer and all that and all the fucking good stuff to feed them up. I bet you, see when that farmer went to bed at night, that's what he was thinking. He was thinking, I hope that one day this beef gets cooked by a guy that usually sets fire to his back door. He's cooking meat.
Mate, I nearly set fire to the barbecue yesterday. Not and the thing is, Jim and Margaret have moved it.
Oh, have they?
Aye.
Fucking nail winner, man. A pyromaniac next door.
I know. But the folk that have moved next door work for him.
Oh, I know.
So it's all right. They're lovely. They're at the back door all day. They're at the back door now. They've just bought a lazy spot.
Did you offer them any of the beef?
I would have, but I made them. Funnily enough, I was watching this morning on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And Phil Vickery, the chef, probably my favourite chef, when Phil Vickery, I can't take to fucking Gino.
Gino stole broken into Paul Young's house. Does everybody know that? Aye.
Was Paul Young?
Why did they break in? Paul Young, a singer?
The Eels guy for fucking.
He got sent to the jail.
He got jailed for it. Why did they break into his house? Was this years ago?
Oh yeah, but back in the day, Gino DeCampo, he got done for it, and I think there was a very awkward segment and this morning when Paul Young was in and Gino was in the kitchen.
Hold on, Paul Young. Are we talking about Paul Young for Still Game?
No, no, Paul Young, wherever I lay my hat, that's my home.
Every time you go away.
Mate, yeah. What is it with chefs being...
Wherever I lay my hat.
Surely we've spoken about it before. Remember Anthony Warrell Thompson, man? He got caught thieving.
Aye, got done for it.
Anthony Warrell Thompson died, didn't he?
Yeah.
No, he never.
How did he die?
Anthony Warrell Thompson was a good few years ago.
No, I never. Anthony Warrell Thompson's still alive.
Warrell Thompson's in the ground, man.
He's not. He's
in the ground, fuck.
He's in the ground. He's in the ground, man. What's that for you again?
Why did he die?
What's that he's in the ground, man.
Anthony Warrell Thompson.
Aye, it was.
He's no deed.
No, he's no deed. He's no deed.
Yes. Warrell Thompson.
He's fucking no.
He fucking isn't, he, buddy?
Warrell
he's
Thompson.
He's 72 and he's still kicking.
No, he's not. He's deed.
No, he's not. I thought he was deed and also. Who is deed?
Who's deed?
Maybe I'm thinking of Nick.
Oh no, he's still alive.
Maybe I'm thinking of Nick. What's his name?
It's probably somebody else with three names like Edgar Allan Poe.
Personal life, Anthony Warrell Thompson. Apologies to the Thompsons. Apologies to the Warrell Thompsons.
Shout out to the Warrell Thompsons.
So we can slag him then for what he done. Where did he steal? Like a couple of bits of rhubarb or something?
That's right, he did a bit of shoplifting.
Personal life. Here we go. In January 2012, he received a police caution for shoplifting items including wine and cheese from Henley on Thames branch of Tesco on a total of 5 occasions. In 2015, he spoke about how the total 5 shoplifting attempts was £70.68 and how he thinks he did it for the excitement. He was depressed and sought counselling.
Do you think...
I can't believe Warrell Thompson's still alive.
Do you think he done that whole thing where he walked in with a basket and was like winking at the staff, Ken, I'm a chef. Like, I'm a chef, man. I get a shit for nothing. Do you know what I mean? I'll pay her out, right, I'll see you later. Something weird about that, innit?
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
Or maybe he has to pay for the messages that the cooking ready steady cook, like STV2 done with me when I had to cook something on the hour. They were like, they phoned me up last minute, like, can you cook something live at 5 on the hour or something with Michelle McManus and whatever? And I went, aye, any bother. Right, would you want me to cook? No, ain't you want? I was like, what? Just cook something. I was like, right. And then the next day, I was like, by the way, I phoned him. I was like, you just got all this stuff. I'm going to make this chorizo pasta. And he went, can you run and get it? I was like, I ain't it, boy. I had to get into Morrison's and spend about £18 in messages. And even gave the receipt. I never even get paid for it. I would like to find the footage of that. It'll never be anywhere, but I've got
to see the footage of that. That's brilliant.
It's a stressful job being a chef, by the way, I think.
Oh, aye.
No one.
You know what I mean? We think we've got it bad, but I think maybe being a chef is even harder. Do you know what I mean? Hey, listen, forget the Bloodline saga on Wrestling Daft. We've got the James Kennaway saga. as the big man has been back in touch after we questioned where his Hasbros were placed upon last week.
Do you remember this chat we were talking? Is that an air fryer? Is it a beer machine? Well, and talk about Hasbros, have you ponied up and got one yet?
Mine's never came.
Right.
So I'm going to have to buy another one.
What do you mean it never came?
I've put a claim in with PayPal because I've fucking paid for it, and I'll tell you what it was.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking. I'm telling you what it was. It was a Coco Beware that never came. Oh. But it didn't have the... I thought it would be funny to have it because it didn't come with the parrot.
Imagine somebody bumping you a wrestling figure.
It was only like £6 as well. It was like £6. But it's no fucking arrived. And then I've sent a message to the seller and all that, and the seller has dinging me, isn't he replying to me.
Well, maybe the seller could be in a coma or something like that. You never know. Let's not bury the guy yet.
It's true. So I'll get another one. Hold on. It's Hasbro's. See, this is why I was confused here, because we were talking about Haribo's. See, when I was reading after we questioned where his Hasbro's were placed upon, I was thinking Haribo's. I was like, I don't remember seeing Haribo's. Anyway, he's been back in touch. All right, troops, it's no an air fryer, it's my record player. There we go. Good shout, Rab. He says, station to station, what a record. My favourite Bowie album. Going to throw in a bit of Marvin Gaye and have a Royal Rumble on my bed with my seven figures. He says, fuck me, I need to get my hole. Pissing myself at the thought of Abdullah the Butcher fucking up Simon Cowell, man, in bits, man. Once again, shows a belter. Cheers, lads, Jimbo. So no one lays into Bowie. He loves Marvin Gaye as well. That's my kind of man. Let me tell you something. Listen, boy, I'm sure he knows about this, but Marvin Gaye's album called Here, My Dear, which, if you know about this album, Here, My Dear, used to, Marvin Gaye album.
No.
Oh, I heard it through the grapevine, but...
There we go. Well, basically, Marvin Gaye get divorced for his missus, right? So he fell for this young lassie, right? In the end, he got a divorce for his missus. And in the settlement, right? In the settlement with his missus, ended up, he had to fucking record another album, and all the proceeds were to go to her. That was in the settlement. So he had to do another album, right, Marvin Gaye? And all the money for that album was to go to his ex, right? So he fucking did an album that was all about his ex. So the whole album, Here, My Dear, it's called Here, My Dear, because it's like, here, my dear, here's your fucking album. And it's all about their relationship and about him having an affair with this lassie and fucking saying things to, like, you know, why would you fucking phone the police not, and you're taking custody of my way and all that. So I know the songs. It's amazing, this album, man. It's one of the best albums ever.
I'm bumping that story for the radio tomorrow.
Jumbo will know about that.
Playing loads of Marvin Gaye on the radio, I'm sure. Great way.
No repeat 9 to 5 what day. We never repeat a song, and it's always songs that you never usually expect.
Marvin Gaye's dad shot him, right?
Like the sash.
Marvin Gaye's dad. Now, there's some... the incident...
I'm struggling here. Marvin Gaye's dad, right?
Marvin Gaye's dad shot Marvin Gaye.
Yes.
Right, famously, right? But... What?
Marvin Gaye
Marvin Gaye's dad shot him.
Marvin Gaye was murdered by his dad.
Who was our Evan as well?
I don't think everybody knows this.
Aye, everybody does know that.
But I don't know
there's
that.
There's a reason. Somebody told me, I don't know if they were on the BAM up, there was a really bizarre reason, I can't remember what it was, of why he shot him. It was something really ridiculous.
Maybe he listened to that album he wrote for his wife and went, that's fucking rotten.
I don't think it was something ridiculous. I think Marvin Gaye was completely out his head at the time on crack.
Right.
And I don't know what the deal was with that, but I think they were just having a big fight and all that. But I'm pretty sure his dad shot him in the back as well.
I think I remember hearing that and all, aye.
1884, is there any footage yet online?
I don't think there's it, no.
No.
Marvin Gaye's disturbing last words before he died.
The death of Marvin Gaye is one of the most notorious...
How do I not know about this? History.
His last words were, it was weird, that is the weird thing about the Marvin Gaye story, is his last words, nobody knows why he would have said that.
What
Marvin Gaye said before he died, that's like the kind of big mystery, because nobody really understands why he would have said that.
What?
Do you know what it is he said?
No, what did he say?
Up the rah.
Oh, you make me laugh, man. That's fucking
right. Brutal. Hold on, Billy Gaddy get in touch. He says, I found something quite funny today. He says, I searched my name in Google to get my work page up, and I noticed I now have a wee bar at the side with my name on it. Only thing is, it's not a photo of me, it's a photo of BCW's Graham McKay.
That's random, man.
And it is. Why would that be? That's so funny. Oh, man, that's fucking funny, man. That's the kind of thing. I love that kind of thing, right?
Wait, so is it the same?
Kyle has been in touch and put... Oh, Jesus Christ.
What?
and put ChatGPT on.
Oh, fuck off, man. Yeah. I'm not doing this.
We're a wrestling promo featuring Grado and Mr. Bean.
No, I'm not eating all that.
Oh, come on. It's funny.
Look at the state of this. It's a novel.
Hey, Grado, just read some of it. Read some of it.
Right.
Right, so I'll do the narrator bit, and then you can do the Grado bit. Grado. Grado is standing in the ring, microphone in hand, as Mr. Bean enters to a roaring crowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've got a special guest with me tonight. The one, the only... Mr. Bean.
Wow, the crowd go wild as Mr. Bean waves.
Now, Mr. Bean, I know you're not a wrestler, but I heard you've got some moves. How about we have a little fun and see how you fare in the ring?
Mr. Bean nods eagerly.
All right, then, let's do this. Get ready to witness history in the making, folks.
The two men share a handshake and the bell rings. Mr. Bean starts off strong, dodging Grado's punches He even managed to land a few hits of his own, much to the surprise of the crowd. Ooh.
Oh, Mr. Bean's got some skills, but don't get too cocky, my friend. I've got a few tricks up my sleeves too.
Grado charges at Mr. Bean, but Mr. Bean ducks and rolls out of the way. He then surprises Grado with a quick kick to the back of the head.
This is torture.
Mr. Bean's not doing this, a gooey.
This is torture. This is torture.
Kyle is banned for this show.
I like this.
For 7 weeks.
Kyle... I want to give Kyle Listener of the Week the new so that I can immediately strip him of Listener of the Week. I'm stripping the belt right back off him again for that. Luke says, do you remember that Mark Paul Nicholson at the darts? Oh, wait a minute. Is this the CM Punk thing?
Aye.
Have you heard this, Grado? Have you heard this fucking darts player talking about CM Punk?
No.
You fucking need to hear this, by the way, because this is a total mark. I mean, fair. Listen, nae harm to him. I'm no slagging him for it.
Did this happen this week?
This
was years ago.
It's old, but fucking fair play to him, man.
Here we go.
The old GTS is coming out, hopefully. I've got to ask you one thing as well. What do you shout at the start of your walk on? Because one or two people have been asking me that. It's the CM Punk tribute thing, is it?
Yeah, it is. I'm a massive WWE fan. There's a lot of WWE fans in the darting crowd. They go to the tours that they do over here. I shout it's clobbering time, because that's exactly what CM Punk shouts. His voice to me earlier this year spoke to me. You know, he's woken me up. He's made me a better dark player. If CM Punk is watching this, he probably isn't, but I hope he is. You're watching a great dark player, and I thank you. Phil Brooks, I thank you.
It's the fucking Phil Brooks as well. It's beautiful, isn't it? Phil Brooks. No, I mean, that's the total mark moment, that, isn't it?
He spoke to me.
If you're watching, the darts.
It does seem a little good darts tail. It's like darts in the fucking Greenock Town Hall.
Super C has pointed us in the direction of an anti-drug advert for the Undertaker.
If you're using drugs... You're digging your own grave. There's no hope with dope.
Just remember, kids.
Oh, fuck. There's no hope. Brilliant character.
I know. Imagine like being off of a joint or something like that, and you're a teenager and you're going, oh, fuck that, man. Undertaker says that's dodgy. You know what I mean? Honestly, like a guy trying to pursue these pals, mate, don't do it. Don't take a swig of that danger bottle, man. Taker says it's bad news, man.
Ian Drew Dice Clay sends a pic. He says, this is on my old school shirt. We were obsessed with Beyond the Mat at the time, and our friends were tasked to write some message for future me to look at and go, ah, the memories. My mate Lee wrote, 3 hours later, Jake was doing crack.
That's a great quote.
Imagine that on a school shirt going back to your mug. What does that
look
mean?
Look at it. Look, do you see the picture? Do you see the picture? 3 years later, Jake
crack. I love that.
Now, after the wedding table chat last week, where we discovered Grado's tables are all named after wrestlers for his wedding, Wally says the top table at his wedding was the Ministry of Darkness. Brian also had wrestling related stuff at his wedding. Cheers, Brian. We have Bret Hart centerpiece.
Oh, wow.
There we go. To Brian and Emily, rock on. Rock on? Bret and Hitman. Why is he saying rock on?
Rock on, man.
Congrats on getting married.
Rock on.
Rock on. Bret Hart's famous catchphrase, rock on.
If you want to get in touch... Has anybody used that for?
Fucking Ross Abbott. Rocco and Tommy, wasn't it? That was Ross Abbott, was it no?
Rocco and Tommy was Ross Abbott? Was Who it? The fuck was Tommy? Who was Tommy if Ross Abbott was
fucking
Rocco and Tommy?
Ross Abbott.
Why did I think that was Ross Abbott?
Bloody Bobby Ball.
Bobby Ball, that's it. Bobby Ball was catchphrase Rock on Tommy.
Hey, listen, by the way, I really like Ross Abbott.
Underrated.
Anyway, if you want to get in touch...
Is he still alive?
He's still alive,
aye. Is he?
Ross Abbott.
Oh, he can't be alive.
He's 75, mate.
He is. If you want to get in touch with us about any of that or just random wrestling-related stuff, get us on Twitter at Wrestling Daft, on Insta at Wrestling Daft Podcast, just Wrestling Daft on Facebook, or email us at wrestlingdaft@gmail.com.
How is Ross Abbott only 75, by the way? That's mental.
Right, now every week we like to separate the wedding for the stag do as we bury it and put our stuff for the wrestling. Right, what are we putting our in, lads? What are we liking in?
I couldn't tell you what happened with the tech. I know that Seth Rollins won it. I thought, I don't know anything. I just know that Chris Candido's Dark Side of the Moon, Dark Side of the Wrestling ring was on the other night, and I want to try and see it.
That pay-per-view was brilliant. Pay-per-view premium fucking event, whatever the fuck.
The Saudi pay-per-view was really good.
The Saudi show was brilliant. I thought I really enjoyed it, man. Listen, I know I'm not sure you want to hear this, Grado, but Lesnar and Cody was a great match.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
Again, so, you know. And the Bloodline stuff was brilliant.
That was
brilliant.
Did you see Grado?
Oh, they split up.
Jimmy super kicked Roman.
All right.
Second super kick, it was fucking brilliant, man. He super kicked him, and then there was a whole bit, and then he did a second super kick, and he did this big fucking scream after it, man. It was brilliant. It was fucking cracking. It was everything that's good about the wrestling, man.
Did Roman Reigns have a match?
It was Roman and Solo against KO and Sami Zayn for the tag titles.
All right.
By the way, you know, fair play to Sami Zayn coming out in obviously the Arabic, you know, dress and, you know, talking in Arabic to the crowd and everything. They were going fucking mental.
He was cutting a promo in fucking Arabic and all that. That was a brilliant show, that. What else was on it? What other matches were on it?
Rollins.
Obviously, Asuka beat Bianca Belair.
That was a good match.
And
that spot, I've never seen that spot before with I think Muta used to do it with
rubbing in the eyes.
So she spat in the mist into her hand, Grado. So rather than doing the spray, she spat in her hand, then wiped it over her eyes.
It right into Bianca Belair's eyes. It was great, it was good stuff. What else was there, man? What am I missing? Gunther and Ali was brilliant.
Aye.
That was a great match. The fans were well into it. It was just a great show. It's a great show.
Hey, Scott, what's happening in AEW?
Oh, also, I want to put over CM Punk back.
Yes.
The reaction was brilliant.
Shut the fuck up.
That mix of cheers and Grado's not got a fucking clue what's going on.
Tony Khan came out on Dynamite, Grado, and basically just made the announcement. They flashed to the crowd. It was a pre-recorded down announcement, and they flashed to the crowd.
I would say there was a big split down the middle with cheers and boos.
Oh, was there boos and all?
Aye, cheers and boos.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. And when is he coming back?
Collision, first episode of Collision.
When's that?
It's a couple of weeks' time, isn't
it? So does that mean they're going to have a show on the Wednesday, the Friday, and the Saturday?
Rampage won't last, I don't think. But it does mean that CM Punk will be at Wembley, 100%.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's good news.
Wow, man. I wonder how...
I want to put over two of the matches for that AEW pay-per-view. I want to put over the Four Pillars match, which I thought was way better than I expected it to be. I thought it was really good. And that fucking mad mayhem fucking match with that exploding super kick and all that was great stuff, I thought.
Yeah, can I just... It's only 50
seconds. There was an exploding super kick, Grado.
Who did?
Moxley get fucking super kicked by one of the Bucks. And one of the Bucks' fucking shoe exploded right in his head.
No way. Did he bleed?
No, I don't think he did, actually.
Can I hear this? It's only 50 seconds.
Yeah, go for it.
Starting June 17th at the United Center in Chicago, Illinois. I'm here tonight to give you a little more information about the debut of AEW Collision.
Did you stop it?
Sorry.
CM Punk.
Oh, that's class. That's... Now, that's one of the reactions I love.
Why? He'll love that reaction, I think.
Oh, wow, man. That's got to be Gallus.
Do you think they bring him in as a heel?
They've got to.
His match for Wembley, do you think? What do you think Punk's match for Wembley is?
It's got to be Kenny Omega. It's got to be Kenny Omega.
Did they do that the first time round, though?
It doesn't matter if
surely,
it's got to be Kenny.
They never did it. They never did Punk Omega.
I don't know. Punk Omega. Yeah, I don't think no.
Punk Omega, or am I being too daft and thinking Omega and the Young Bucks versus the revival and CM Punk?
Potentially.
Or a six man's knows that, but I just feel like I, although he's the shit in the dressing room, is really like. The theorem, but I feel I want to see more the Bucks and Punk. Do you know what I mean?
Aye.
Because I mean, it's him that was burying and all that, calling him. I don't think he had as big an issue with Omega, didn't he? No,
I don't think so. I think it's the Bucks more than.
And then Colt gets a run in and all that, man. There's loads of stuff. Oh, that'd be gallus. Although I can't see them ever working together, but we'll see.
No. Anyway, exciting times. Right, let's see. The punters are saying Scott loves the Bloodline storyline. Best story in the history of WWE, he says, in the history of WWE. Now, I did say, I made the declaration on Twitter a few days ago that I think that the Usos are now in the argument for the best tag team of all time, I would say. Because the Usos were always brilliant, even before this Bloodline carry on. See, the Usos on a pay-per-view, they were always delivering. It was always like, sometimes it was the best match of the night. The Usos were gaining you. But see the way Jimmy and Jay have fucking played this Bloodline storyline, by the way. For Jay right at the start, this is where I remember when it all started getting interesting was that initial story with Jay and Roman when there was no crowd there and you could hear them talking to each other and all that. That was where it fucking kicked off for me. All of that stuff, you know what I mean? And, you know, just the way they've been all the way through it. And Jimmy's work the other night, it's just brilliant, man. They're just brilliant. They're just a great team. And they're also guys, I don't really want to see them split up. I love them as a team, you know what I mean? So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Anyway,
best tag team of all time, but...
Well, who would you put above them?
Dudley Boys.
Fuck off. Not a chance. Not a chance. Without a table, done nothing.
Boys.
There you go. Luke C wants to put a Double or Nothing's main event, pure and utter carnage. That's what I was talking about. It was a mental match, that. See that? Know what I loved about it? The feeling you had that the commentators didn't have a clue what was going on. Loved that as well.
Did you like the finish?
Loved the finish.
Yeah.
Loved the finish. Loved the whole fucking deal. Paul wants to put over the Usos breaking the internet on Saturday night. That Four Pillars match on Sunday night and CM Punk for Wembley. Let's fucking go. Kev wants to put over NXT Battleground. NXT hitting it out the park once again and wants to put over Grado on TikTok, bewildering the people of Glasgow by asking them to spell Reykjavik. Are you on the TikToks?
No. Oh, well, I don't know if there was a TikTok. Was
it Go Radio TikToks?
Well, we're getting away £50 in the street for it if MD could spell Reykjavik.
Oh, I'd have got that. How much are we getting away?
50 bar.
I see fucking high rollers at Go Radio, by the way. Getting away.
Aye, but it was to promote that we're getting a weekend away to Reykjavik with Play Airlines. Pay less so that you can play more.
Play Airlines
have just launched for Glasgow. They've got routes from Glasgow to Reykjavik and they have connecting flights to Washington, D.C., Boston.
Don't do your fucking Go Radio promos on this show, mate. Unless we're getting that sponsorship money. Callum wants to put our NXT Battleground. Great show. Nothing to bury this week. Billy wants to put over the Daft Sheet, no, just because he's on it. And the Bloodline story picking up steam again. Hopefully we see Roman versus Jimmy at Money in the Bank. And wants to bury £118 to just see The Undertaker in Glasgow on July the 4th. Mayor, if you want to meet him, bet he won't even say, hello, granny.
By the way, on that, I got an email from the promoter the other day there from the radio asking if I wanted an interview with Undertaker. But there was only one slot going. It was 5:45 on Monday on the bank holiday, right? But while I was emailing, I thought, I want to fucking try something here. So I emailed the promoter and said, by the way, I also host, I can't do the interview, thank you very much for the offer, but I also host a wrestling podcast called Wrestling Daft, which is one of the biggest in Scotland. Would you be looking for hosts for the event? If so, comedian Robert Forenson, former professional wrestler and actor. My
former professional.
I like it.
Actor Graham Gradle Steveley would be perfect host for this event. Please, if you might have someone sorted already, but if not, this would be, you know, we could put you over and all that sort of stuff. So I put your names forward to host the Undertaker night at the Academy.
Did I get the guy that's giving it the needle slots? I'd have jumped at the chance to interview Undertaker for a go.
I know.
What would you ask them, though? What would you have asked them? How do you spell Reykjavik?
Aye, do you know what? Probably something like that to promote the competition.
What would you ask the Undertaker? What would you ask? Fucking...
I would ask him how sore it was getting that Sarah tattoo taken off his neck.
He'd be like typical radio stuff, like, have you ever tried iron brew? You know what I mean?
Aye.
Who's the,
have you ever had a deep fried marble?
You saying, John?
Are the Scotland have the best crowds, do they?
mate, that's a go-to. See, when I don't know these pop stars, I always end up going, I mean, what do you think about the Scottish crowd and all that? What do you think, man? You like coming to Scotland, go off to every time, goes, you fucking ass that every time. I actually pissed off, would you call that one time, what's her face again? She's got the pluck in her face.
The pluck in her face.
Becky Hill.
Becky Hill, right.
Do you know, I got the Hingway treatment, because don't get me wrong, I'd had a couple of pints, and I was going, would you hang about the Scottish crowds and all that? And she was going, oh, brilliant, brilliant. I goes, I went into radio mode, Dodgy, can you give us the here we go? She was going, what? And I'm going, can you know the here we go? She's going, I don't, what? And then she gave me the whole, listen, I'm here to promote an album.
Thank you.
see when
but I was fucking wrecked. I was like, ah, right, cool.
You were interviews going on. Like, George and Cassie were interviewing Jess Gunn, and they told me that, like, they asked about the Jet 2. So I say, oh, you must get sick if you're going on Jet 2. You must get sick and fed up. And she goes, I don't know what you mean. Like, your song's playing, and she just totally shut it down. So then they just started talking amongst themselves, going, where are you going on holiday, Cassie? I'm going. Where are you going? Because she was just being a dick. So they just started being a dick back.
Mate, the worst person we've had on the phone is that Uri Geller. You ever spoke to him?
Aye.
Did you speak to Uri Geller?
He's a crab at all shite.
I've got Uri's mobile.
So aye, well, give him a phone now. He's a crab at all
You've
shite.
You've got Uri Geller's mobile number?
I've got Uri Geller's mobile number.
Go on, go on and send me that. Send me Uri. I will never ring it. I promise you I'll never ring it. Go on and put it in the chat just so I can say to people that I've got Uri Geller. I want to show people that I've got Uri Geller's number.
I'll do that.
Send it to
Grado will ring it. We'll ring him at the wedding.
Let's do it the next Wrestling Daft Live. You know how we phoned up Bray Wyatt the last time? Next Wrestling Daft Live, we will phone Uri Geller live.
I've got an idea, right? See the next Wrestling Daft Live when they're doing the karaoke thing. You know how Uri Geller was like best pals with Michael Jackson? Why don't we get a Michael Jackson song on the karaoke
the
and we'll
world,
phone Uri Geller
world.
Up to perform it for him?
Yes.
Yeah, right, you like that?
See, just to pop as the new man and the fans want it, edit the number, day 141, and ring it and see if he answers. On you go, he'll be funny, come on, it'll be funny, come on. Day 141, day's not on for him, man, that's what we get. Oh, Alex,
man. 141 doesn't work.
I don't have my old phone.
Right, John, get to me, I'll phone him now. Come on, this will be funny. Come on. Well, that's about it, come
phone
on.
Uri Geller. John, dare you to phone Uri Geller.
Hold on.
I'm buzzing here, man. I can't wait. You know what I mean? Guess me, he's going to save this. Guess me, he's going to save this, Rab. Uri bloody girl. Uri bloody girl. Oh, that's the best. That's the best, man. 141. Oh, here, I don't know if I'll be with the 141 here.
It's a foreign number. Because I don't know.
Oh, fucking Israel, is that where it anyway.
He's on my WhatsApp. Have you anybody ever WhatsApp him?
He's on my WhatsApp, dude.
It's your WhatsApp. I didn't know. Bobby.
Hold on. Let's see if we can invite any chat.
Pop
in
the Wrestling Daft chat.
No, will you create a group with Uri?
I might phone him. What, let's see if he answers. Do you say what you're up to?
Wrong number.
Want me offer him a job?
No, just say something like, Mr. Geller, do you have a prediction for 2024? Just say that.
Hey.
The prank he's on Yuri Keller.
It's ringing.
Hello.
Hello, Uri. Hello. Hi, Uri. Do you have a prediction for 2024? Hello, do you have a prediction for 2024? Oh, for fuck's sake! Oh.
That was Yuri Geller. That was Yuri Geller.
Mate, I couldn't speak there, man.
That was Yuri Geller. That was amazing, man.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Do you think I'll get the post and I don't know?
No chance. Oh, the post would just be like, fair play to you. Right, here we go.
Mate, Yuri Geller was on Wrestling Daft.
There we go. I mean, we'll put that. The Daft sheet hasn't got Yuri Geller on their show, have they? Daft sheet. Right, so Wrestling God wants to put over CM Punk returning and the mixed reaction to Goat and Dynamite. Always love when there's a hot yet divisive crowd and nothing to bury. The last 7 days have been fun and eventful as a wrestling fan. Marty wants to bury the fact that we never mentioned Ric Flair or Chris Jericho in the best of ring gear list last week. Flair and his robes, that's no ring gear. His robes are entrance gear, you dumb bum. Or just iconic by a dressing gown, Owen canny resist letting a wee woo, and then Y2J with his light up jacket. That's his entrance gear, it's no his fucking ring gear. How dare Marty get in touch with us and criticise us for our ring gear patter when he's not even talking about ring gear? And Andy wants to put over the weather this week. Tremendous. Gredo, you hoping this weather lasts right up to your wedding?
Oh mate, sorry, I'm all gone still for that. I can't still thinking about it now.
That's mental, isn't it?
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
You just made the list!
Right, Gredo, Rab's away because I think he shat it because of Yuri Geller. I think he's ran away.
But I went, this is the best.
So, here we go. It is the list of Wrestling Daft. You know we do it every week on the show. And a bit of a fuck up this week, Gredo, because I didn't put up until the last minute because I completely forgot to put up the list of Wrestling Daft. But, and you know, tribute to your good self, I thought we could do the top three wrestling weddings ever.
Right, okay.
What are the top three best wrestling weddings?
Top three. And number three, Billy and Chuck. especially for Eric Bischoff ripping off his face and saying, did I just hear myself say 3 minutes? Wedding number two, probably Test and Stephanie McMahon 1999, where the video played about Triple H drugging her. And then wedding number one, Gredo gets married to Chelsea Green, currently WWE superstar on TNA, which went that bad that it gets scrapped and we had to re-record it the next night.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Jeff Jarrett went through me.
Really?
Aye.
Why? What happened?
Yeah, there was a question that I had to ask and I was doing it on my knees and he wanted me to take my time. And I thought I was taking my time. And then, bang, I said whatever I had to say and he was getting off his nut. Don't get me wrong, he was going through some issues that time, so backstage he was... I can remember him taking a busy seat off as well. And he went, fuck that, we can't use it. We're going to need to record it tomorrow night.
Oh,
so I had to do it again. And of course, a lot of the fans in the crowd were the same folk that turned up the next night as well.
Oh, really?
But they kind of shit on it.
Oh, no. That's horrible. I didn't realise that. But then you go, so you're now, I hope that you've put through the divorce to Chelsea Green ahead of your nuptials next week.
Technically, I wonder, I don't know if, did I get married to her? I can't remember. Oh, fuck knows. I don't even remember.
But, I mean, there could be shenanigans at your wedding. Imagine if there's shenanigans at your wedding.
Oh, don't get me wrong, there's a couple of family foods, John, where I'm having to tell the, I'm going to the lockside tomorrow to basically say, right, keep this squad apart.
You think anyone will raise their hand? Do you think it'll be anyone that goes, for those, anyone that sees why these two people can't be joined in holy matrimony, please raise your hand now. Do you think there would be anyone in the crowd that would like?
Probably Jester.
Jester. For all those times he's beat me at the pavilion.
Aye, to get yourself over in my wedding day. Yeah, me. No, I think everything will go all right, mate.
It'll be amazing. It'll be amazing wedding. So that's the topic. I can't believe the one that you mastered, Bronchell, comes straight in with this. It's got to be Savage and Liz with Jake and Taker crashing the wedding dance. Classic. I mean, that's the all-timer, isn't it?
I suppose that's the all-timer, but that's one of the ones I watched back later on in later years because I was too young.
Yeah. Again, Stevie agrees with him. Got to be Savage and Liz with Jake and Taker crashing. Beppe says Billy and Chuck with Bischoff in disguise.
That was brilliant.
Yep. Chris is also agreeing with you. Got to be Steph and Tess wedding. Such a brilliant angle. Tess was excellent throughout that whole feud, and it was a shame it never elevated him.
It didn't.
You know, Tess as a, you know, was a big boy. He was a bit in the kind of Nash build, wasn't he?
Mate, I think he was taller than Nash. I think he was massive, by the way. And then it seemed he just kind of fizzled out for a couple of weeks. And then next thing, he was coming out with Albert with Trish. Remember that, TNA?
Yeah, that was it. That was it. I don't know. Could it
be? And I remember him on ECW. ECW Test was brilliant. I know he had great music in ECW Test. ECW.
Was his WWE theme pretty decent as well, I remember?
Mate, well, he's asked me to go and watch this. This is a great tune. No, look at him yet. There.
That's good. DCT and Viper, Kieran Graham says that way. How can we?
Fucking brilliant.
Rab hosting that one as well. Bram looking cool as fucking Billy Kirkwood looking like the prettiest princess. That's wrestling, lads. No, DCT and Viper was unbelievable.
I remember watching that backstage and just seeing Bram pile driving. What do you call it, Kim? Oh my God, that was hilarious.
Oh, mental.
Great days.
Brian finishes up, because I did get this up late, so I didn't get many responses because I only got up a couple of hours ago. So Brian finishes up with that one with Grado streaming on Disney Plus.
Oh, wedding season, watch it now.
Wedding season, watch it now.
Am I on that? Did they get me on the IMDb yet?
You're on the IMDb for wedding season now.
Am I really? Was that listener that done it, wasn't it?
Yep, thank you very much. I can't remember what listener it was, but it was one of the fantastic Wrestling Daft listeners that managed to make that happen. So you're now on IMDb for wedding season as well.
Oh, so are. There am I.
There you go. All over it, mate. All over it. Woo! Right, Grado, it's time for Winner Wages on Wrestling Daft. It's the wrestling quiz that everybody wants to play. 60 seconds on the clock, you get 10 wrestling questions right in that time, and you win our wages, which we make on this show, all right? Now, we've just put it up here at the last minute, so we stuck it up on Twitter, and then we basically threw it out there, so we don't know who is coming in here. But someone has just entered the Zoom chat. Craig Brookfield, let's see. I'm pretty sure Craig's played this before. I think this is...
Well, come on.
I'm pretty sure this... Oh, no, hold on. Here's another guy entering. Let's get two, and then we can decide who plays. Because I think Craig... Oh, it was Craig Murchie that played the last time.
Craig Brookfield, have you got there? Oh, there we go.
That's Craig. We've had Craig on the show before.
Yeah, well, no. Right, if we get the two of them here, then, right.
Then we can decide who we like the most.
There's
someone called Oh Yes who's coming on. Craig's getting himself sorted out with audio. There, he's connecting to audio. There's Craig. Craig's been on the show.
How you doing, Craig, mate? You all right?
Good. Aye, I'm sorry. Couldn't sort out my audio there. It was like just silent.
Oh, good. Right. Oh,
yes. We've got someone called Oh Yes on the chat now as well. We don't know who this is. Oh Yes, unmute your mic. Oh. Nah.
Hey, guys.
That's scary. That's scary.
But that's mad. So.
Oh, my God. That was horrible. Did you see that?
What happened?
That was bizarre, man. Did you not hear what he said? Hey, guys.
That was a bit mental. That was a bit
freaky, man. Did you see that, Craig, there? Or did you hear it?
No, I didn't see anything. I just heard it. I was like, what the fuck's that?
Can he pull stuff off my computer by just joining the chat? Is that a possibility? He can do that. Right. I think
it's funny you're saying that. That was like a pure anonymous, like pure a hacking thing, wasn't it?
I know. Oh, that was a bit scary. Right, that's all right. I'll delete the tweet now. Anyway, we've got our player now, which is great. Welcome to the show, Craig. I think you'd be
able... hold on. I'm going to take that in. Can you get a virus from...
Tell me that.
I know what it is. From...
filling out my bank details and all that.
Someone, hold on, random, coming on the Zoom. I just need to clear this up, Craig.
That's all right. Funny, whatever.
Here's how people can Zoom bomb your chat.
Oh no.
Hold on, wait there. Picture the scene, you're logging on to a business meeting, blah, 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 until suddenly.
Someone called Oh Yes comes into it and speaks in a scary voice.
Zoom bombing, hold on. Hijacked. Right. Hold on, I think we're all right.
Right.
I think it's just in case they start, like.
Right.
Like sharing Scud on all that, you know what I mean?
All right, someone called Andrex Wan's just sent a row. See what Andrex Wan's all about. Let's see what Andrex. We'll decide then who plays the game. Craig, you've been on before, haven't you? You've been in the round. Yeah.
I've not been on the main show, but I have. I've been in the Rumble and all that before.
You've been in the running.
Andrex Wan, who's that?
Andrex Wan is joining the chat now. We don't know who this is. Who knows? Who could it be? Let's find out. There's someone called Samuel Pablos now just entered.
Don't let him in. Come on.
Right.
Let him.
Andrex Wan is not connected. We've asked that his video is not shown. So Andrex Wan, I'm afraid.
I've got Craig. This is thing, but anyway. This is freaky.
It's removed. I'm
getting quite scared with that.
Right. Well,
you know what I mean?
But it's quite exciting. It's quite exciting at the same time, isn't it?
Listen,
we'll ignore everybody else that's here. Craig, you get to play the game then, right? Now, I don't know if you've heard this before, Craig, but basically it's a wrestling quiz. We've just started it. You win our wages if you manage to get 10 questions correct in the 60 seconds, all right? But there's no forfeit. Doesn't matter if you don't. You can get on the leaderboard here, Craig. Top is 8. Lowest is 1. So I think you'll do better than 1. So that's poor Craig Murchie got 1. Stevie Roke is at the top of the board with 8, as is Mike Bates as well. So, right, 10 questions on the board. Grady, you've got the questions, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Let's do it then.
Let's do it. Okay, Craig Brookfield, your time on Win Our Wages starts now.
Craig, who made up WWF Tag Team Strike Force?
Pass.
In which year did The Undertaker debut in WWE?
1990.
How many AEW or nothings have there been?
Can you repeat that?
How many AEW double or nothings has there been?
Four.
The Lethal Weapon was the nickname of which wrestler?
Steve Blackman.
In what month does Wrestle Kingdom traditionally take place?
January.
Name one of Ravishing Rick Rude's managers in the WWF.
Bobby Heenan.
What was AEW's Buddy Matthews known as in WWE?
Oh, fuck. Blake Murphy.
At what WrestleMania did Rock and Cena headline and Fandango defeated Chris Jericho?
29.
What is the name of Beer Money's special?
I know! There we go.
You would have had to answer it again. And even if my question skills.
I'll tell you what, if you get what was the name of Beer Money's finisher, we'll give it to you.
I can't remember. I wasn't a big TNA guy, so.
What? That's a swear word in this show. The DWI, right? Let's count up how you got on, Craig. Right, okay. Who made up the WWF Tag Team Strike Force? You didn't get that. It was Tito Santana and Rick Martel. There was five Double or Nothings. And Buddy Matthews in WWE was called Buddy Murphy.
I say Blake Murphy, didn't I?
And the final question, let's see if you would have got this one. What was Grado's name in his tag team, the Lowlanders?
Was it Hugh?
I love it. No,
that was my name. That was my name, Scott Squad, mind you.
Nah, Hugh McCurdy and Scott Squad. He was Grant Dunbar as part.
I knew it was Dunbar, but I couldn't think of the first name. What was the other young called again?
Glenn.
Glenn. Grant and Glenn. It's Crystal Grant. Says the Vodka Brothers.
Right, well, I tell you what though, it's no too bad for you. You got 1, 2, 3, 4. 5 right, so you're not bottom of the leaderboard, so well done you.
Well, that's a prize within itself, isn't it?
There you go.
What are you doing for the rest of the night, Craig? What are you watching it on the telly?
I'm currently watching Partick against Ross County.
What's the score?
1-0 to Partick, and Ross County have had a player sent off an hour.
Oh, really?
Tell you, John, I fancy Partick. What, they played half an hour or something like that? 45?
Yeah, it's 28th minute now.
There you go. Well, there you go. Football updates. Craig can be our football man now on the podcast as well. Brilliant. Craig, well,
hey, are you a football fan?
I mean, I've been on Rangers Daft a few times back in the day when that was.
That's where I know Craig from.
That's where. Aye. Hey, guess what? I know we don't like talking about a pint and two shots on this podcast, right? But listen to this. Guess who guest presented a pint and two shots?
I've seen the wee preview and I've seen folks saying it's probably you and Carmen, but it'd be amazing if it was John. Was it John?
Oh, you'll have to watch.
We have to wait for it. There
you go. Craig, listen, thanks very much for coming on Wrestling Daft. Appreciate it, mate.
No bother. Cheers for having us.
All right, Craig. See you later, old pal.
Take it easy, lad. See you later.
Bye.
And there you go. There you go. That's it for this week's Wrestling Daft. Thank you very much for listening. You can review, rate and subscribe. And remember, our new podcast, thanks to Chris, who's been doing this podcast. He's delighted. He's putting a lot of effort into it. That is the Daft Sheets, which will be out every Wednesday. So keep your eyes on the feed.
How many of you that listen? Is the first episode up yet?
First episode is now up, and the guy's done a cracking job in it, putting a lot of effort, a lot more effort than we put into this podcast, that's for sure. But listen, absolutely spot on. Thanks, guys. Grado, I can't believe this is the go home show before your wedding.
I definitely probably can't do an episode next week, right?
No, I don't. You're definitely Steph. You've got too much to do. You've got too much to do. So me and Rab will hopefully be back next week. If not, because Rab needs to get, he's like a woman, he needs to take ages to get ready and all that sort of stuff.
He'll
be an absolute nightmare. So we might not be back next week. Hopefully we'll be. But you don't have to do a speech. That's the good thing about being the groom.
You do.
Oh, do you?
Oh, aye.
Oh, do you?
Are you not married?
Do I have to do a speech? Oh, fuck, aye, so you do. But, I mean, you're used to cutting promos, so you'll be fine with your speech.
Do you know, John, it's funny you say that, right? Because Stephanie sent me a clip of this guy who got married last week, and it was one of these viral clips, and it was the groom. And he fucking cut a perfect promo about how much he loved his missus and all that, and I went, Steph, I'm taking that, right? I went, don't share it, don't send it to any cunt. And she says, too late. She shared it to everybody. I thought, see you... You know what I mean? I would have loved to just have took everything for it and just spiced it up my own wee way, but I'm probably going to have to start from scratch.
Why don't you treat it as a wrestling promo? Because you can do them, like, you could treat... That's a good gimmick as well at a wedding. You treat it like a wrestling promo, but you just declare your love like a wrestling promo and use all the wrestling stuff. Jinx Steph in the way to that. No! Me and Rab will be at this table going, yes, Grado! We pop for it!
Easy dope!
Aye, we'll wait and see. But anyway, listen, best of luck with the nuptials, mate.
Brilliant.
Can't wait to see you.
Neighbour, alright, thanks, Wrestling Daft listeners, and I'll probably see you in probably a couple of weeks' time because I've got my honeymoon the following week as well. And then I get any 2 doors down, holy shit.
Oh man,
We'll work it out.
Well, I see you had time in the Steve Way household, so there you go. It's been we've had a good run, to be fair. We've had a good run at it recently, so that's not.
We have had a good run, haven't we?
I have had a good run.
Hope everybody enjoys the shows.
They do enjoy so, and we'll, like you say, we're going to sit down once Grado's busy times finish, and we're going to get this Wrestling Daft live with the kind of Grado and Rab's Bar and Grill idea up and running, because there's been a lot of love for that, so we'll make that happen.
Brilliant.
Well, there you go. That's it for this week's Wrestling Daft. Yuri Geller on the show, fantastic. And until next time, we will say,
I shall sail up the road.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No.